As the reconciliation between the Palestinian factions Hamas and Fatah are to lead to a new national unity government by the end of next week, the Islamic Jihad in Gaza has its concerns. Press TV had an exclusive interview with the Islamic Jihad spokesperson Dawood Shihab. When asked about the Islamic Jihad perspective on the reconciliation, he answered,
"The Islamic Jihad has welcomed the implementation of the national reconciliation between Hamas and Fatah. However, what we're concerned about is that they build a real national unity and a strategy based on resistance as the way to freedom. The reconciliation should end the process of negotiation with the occupation."
The Islamic Jihad continues to refuse to participate in any parliamentary or presidential elections under the current Palestinian political system, as the elections are a result of the Oslo Accords.
The Islamic Jihad will not participate in parliamentary and presidential elections because the Palestinian Authority is a result of the Oslo Accords, and this is why we are against it. We cannot talk about a country before it is free of occupation.
According to Shihab, for the past 30 years, the Islamic Jihad has resisted the Israeli occupation and stood against talks with Israel, as it has always resulted in the loss of more land and the rights of Palestinians.
If the national unity government does not support the resistance, we will continue doing our role and resist the occupation till we free Palestine. The Islamic Jihad has developed its military aspects. We can reach now the center of Tel Aviv.
The Islamic Jihad brigades are now stronger than ever, and they're ready to persist fighting to free their occupied land. Gaza's Islamic Jihad group supports the reconciliation between Hamas and Fatah, as long as they do not give up on the rights of the Palestinian people and continue to support the resistance. Hala Safadi, Press TV, Gaza.